And now, another light skin moment with your host, Justin.
And welcome back to another light skin moment. It's your boy, J Trill. You know, I like all these nicknames Rod is giving me. I can just introduce myself as anything. And speaking of Rod, he's actually in the building today. Say what's up to the people, Rod.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me, dog. I appreciate you letting me come hang out on the light-skinned side of town.
I appreciate it, too, man. You know, we always welcome a threatening, dark-skinned brother with a beard. Help keep us safe in the neighborhood.
I'll try not to hurt anybody.
please do. And obviously, we couldn't do the show without our CEO and boss, Karen.
I'm glad I got me a raise, and I thank you for allowing the women to be in the house, you know, because, you know, sometimes the light-skinned brothers, you know, don't care too much for ladies.
Well, the thing is, we do, it's just we like all the ladies, and we oftentimes get hated on for that, but don't come on here with that light-skinned slander.
Right.
We get slandered enough. Rod, get your woman.
What?
Get your woman. She's provoking me.
Oh, come on now. Don't do that kind of light skin. Keep your hands off the boss.
She provoking me. I would go Chris Brown up at this bitch.
You blaming the victim. Blaming the victim. See, just like all them light skin brothers do.
Maybe Stephen A. Smith is light skin.
Right. I think he is.
His hairline says it.
Yeah. It's fading away.
Because, you know, when you light skin with that good hair, boy, it don't last. You know, you got to about 25, 24 at the most. After that, it's gone.
So
it lasts longer than that. You know, you got some real good genes that last longer than that.
Juwan Howard, man, he made it worse.
Right, but he don't have that good curly hair.
Okay.
He got,
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, most of the time.
Like Russell Westbrook at some point gonna have to hit that.
Yep.
Have to take that mohawk off.
It's gonna start thinning. Well, this is the thing too. If you smart, or if you light skin and your father's in your life, he'll tell you, don't cut your hair a certain way. Mm-hmm. And that way it'll last longer. Them follicles gonna have to drop out slowly but surely. You know, they'll last till your 30s. You get to your late 30s.
Ah, that's the secret. Okay.
Yeah, but you start trying different hairstyles when you're young, it's a wrap.
You gotta stick with one.
Yeah, you consider it gone. But let's discuss. I like strippers. You got anything against strippers, Rod?
Only my junk when they give me a lap dance.
What about you, Karen? You got anything against strippers?
No, I like strippers.
Oh, okay. Well, you might feel differently about this one.
Okay.
Her name is Janelle Ambrosia.
Oh, that sounds sexy.
That's her stage name?
Yep. Well, I don't know if it's her stage name, but it says she's having the best day ever because it's White Privilege Wednesday.
Well, strippers with stage names, that real names that sound like stage names, probably not pretty good.
I don't know. I imagine her being better because, like, she was born for this.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she was destined to do this. This is her one gift in life.
But that would be like if Batman's real name was Ant-Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, something about it not right. Something about it just not right.
Yeah, but it's White Privilege Wednesday is what she proclaimed on Twitter.
Okay.
And she made headlines after her racist rant was recorded inside of a parking lot of a shopping plaza. Not mall, but but plaza.
Was it a strip mall?
Well, I think it was.
It probably did look like the mall that Craig and Day-Day worked at on Friday.
Top of the world.
Yep.
Top flight security.
And she probably could have been the woman stealing from the pimp store. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Janelle Ambrosia, not too far from Wiz Khalifa's wife name, but you know, no disrespect.
Yeah, no disrespect.
But she made her rant at the plaza. I don't know about you. You ever been to a plaza before?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been to Plaza Midwood.
I don't see too many. It's not too many diverse plazas. It's typically a lot of black people at them plazas.
That's true.
Yeah,
she got to be bold as hell having a rant at a plaza.
That's true.
Bold as hell. But it says the cause for the outburst is a black man scared her children when he started his car.
A dark-skinned black man?
They don't show the black man, but I would have to assume he was bald-headed. mm-hmm. with gold fronts.
Looking like Tretch.
A long necklace, mm-hmm. some Jordans on, riding in a box Chevy.
So he might look like LL Cool J, and it was just accidental racism.
I don't know about accidental. I think she did this on purpose.
Purposeful racism?
Yep.
Need to make a new song.
But it say her two children watched in the background as their mother demanded, because she was being recorded, and their mother demanded the man behind the camera to stop recording. Mm. It says she was on the phone while yelling obscenities like, "You're a nasty fucking nigga," and every variation of the N-word.
How many variations are there? Listen, you nigger.
Yep, you got niggers. He became a pack of niggers.
That's why he was.
So that's a variation.
Negrino.
Yep. Negro.
El Negron.
Mm-hmm. Negro. Mm-hmm. Yep. My nigga. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe she put the my in front of it.
Nigga.
Yep. So I don't know, but she gave him all the N-words you can think of. And just when you thought it couldn't get any offensive, she revealed that she had stripped for cops so her victim wouldn't get any help if he called the police.
Man, Ferguson PD must like him stringy and racist.
Apparently so.
This bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It says, while the man behind the wheel wasn't seeking to sue, he did intend on uploading this footage on the internet to showcase her racism and all its glory. And the video obviously made her internet star for being racist.
Well, that's kind of how the internet makes everybody a star.
Yeah.
For being racist.
But she's also known for some famous tweets as well.
Oh.
She's pretty racy, people. Not just when she's on stage. Or at plazas. First of all, before we even get to her tweets.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shopping do you do at a plaza? Are you buying groceries?
Normally the Dollar Tree is in the plaza.
Yeah. Family Dollar. Yeah,
family Dollar.
General Dollar's in the plaza.
Yeah. Dollar Store.
Okay.
The off-brand furniture store is in the plaza.
Right. That's normally where you go for your plaza shopping. Yeah, a Radio Shack.
Your K&G's is in the plaza.
And what would you imagine her buying at the plaza? Because I figured it out what she was buying. I just want to hear y'all thoughts.
Oh, I would say she would be buying Dollar Store lingerie for her stripping.
What about you, Karen? See, I'm not even mad at her right now for her racist rant.
Why not?
Because I know for a fact that she was there to get a pregnancy test. She already
got at the Dollar Tree.
She already got two kids with her. She at this plaza. She about to get her pregnancy test, and she worried because she don't know which one of her customers is actually the father.
And she just praying that it's not the black cop.
And when she saw that black dude, it reminded her who she think the baby daddy is.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
She went crazy. So
that's all it really takes.
I'm not even really mad at her for that. For going.
You know
on
what? Now
rant.
That you explained it that way, I'm not mad at her either.
Mm-mm.
You will be in a second. I just wanted to get you on her side for when
for
her famous tweet says, "How is our president black?"
I mean, his parents had sex, and one of them was a black person.
Right.
That seems like a pretty simple, straightforward question. What's the problem with that?
It says, "If people can be openly gay, how come I can't be openly racist?"
I mean,
that's my words, not mine.
We don't have any law that people can't be openly racist or be married to racist people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with her. Yeah. People should be able to be openly gay since she can be openly racist.
Yeah, I'm mad at her ignorance. I really am. But Janelle Ambrosia, you are the star of the week.
Thank you.
And I would suggest Rod, being a dark-skinned black man with a bald head. And a luscious beard.
Yes.
full of thick hair.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go into any shopping plazas where random white women are there.
Well, as a nasty fucking nigger, I have no problem going into a shopping complex and being called out my name. Doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
So.
Well, good luck on that trip. Take care with you.
I will. I'll make sure to take it with me.
Oh, and they'll look at him but like, "Ooh, he bought his nigger wife."
Please take care.
It's two of them now, honey.
I see, Karen, you're supposed to get him out there so he doesn't become provoked. and then enraged and attacks.
No, they scared of me too because I talk very butchy. I have, you know, I already have 8 kids.
I thought you need to do something about them damn kids.
I
you
do.
Can tell you didn't breastfeed.
Nope. Mm-mm. Wick and formula for all. All
right, well, we're going to get out of here. But before we go, we always got to give you a tip for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And a tip for this week is put some lotion on your damn feet.
Yes.
All summer long, y'all been walking around with these ashy feet with your toes done. Put some lotion on your feet.
Hashtag ashy.
And let the church say amen.
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 Peace.